Good evening. Last month, Mark Day challenged all of us to read the New Testament in a month. I know many of you are working hard to keep up on your reading. Some read as a family. Others read in the mornings or the evenings. Others, like myself, listened to audiobook in the car to keep up. Just about every moment I was in the car in the month of October, the audiobook was on. It seems like every time I read through the Bible, I find something that I didn't know about or know before, or something I've forgotten about. One morning, I was on the way to work, and I was really shocked by a particular verse. I'll read that passage to you now as I heard it that morning. So this is Acts 18, starting at verse 14. And when Paul was about to open his mouth, Gallio said to the Jews, "If it were a matter of wrongdoing or wicked crimes, O Jews, there would be a reason why I should bear with you. But if it is a question of words and names and your own law, look to it yourselves, for I do not want to be a judge of such matters." And he drove them from the judgment seat, and then all the Greeks took Sosthenes, the ruler of the synagogue, and beat him before the judgment seat. But Gallio took no notice of these things, so Paul still remained a good while. Then he took leave of the brethren and sailed to Syria, and Priscilla and Aquila were with him, and he had his hand cut off in Cenchrea, for he had taken a vow. So I'm driving to work thinking, wow, I don't remember Paul having his hand cut off. What kind of vow was that? How did he keep making tents with only one hand? Did he get a hook hand? Talk about a thorn in the flesh. How did I miss that all these years? Then once I got to the office, I thought, I better check that. So I pulled out my phone, looked up Acts, searched for the verse, and it says, he had his hair cut off in Cenchrea before he had taken a vow. Oh, that's a little different. That's an entirely different thing. This simple mishearing of a Bible verse made me start thinking about the importance of Bible study. While believing that Paul lost a hand in Cenchrea won't lead you astray spiritually, without regular Bible study and time spent making sure what we are taught is true, bad theology can creep in. We begin to forget what we have been taught and what we know to be true. We can hear something and think it's from God's word when it's really from man. There's no shortage of those in the world that twist and contort Bible verses to conform to what they want it to say, and they are more than willing to bring you along with them. Anytime I think about conforming our beliefs and teaching our beliefs to the Bible rather than the other way around, I think of Apollos, who was introduced just a little further down in Acts 18, starting at verse 24. Now a certain Jew named Apollos, born in Alexandria, an eloquent man and mighty in the scriptures, came to Ephesus. This man had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in spirit, he spoke and taught accurately the things of the Lord, though he only knew the baptism of John. So he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, and when Aquila and Priscilla heard him, they took him aside and explained to him the way of God more accurately. And he desired to cross to Achaia. The brethren wrote, exhorting the disciples to receive him. And when he arrived, he greatly helped those who had believed through grace, for he vigorously refuted the Jews publicly, showing from the scriptures that Jesus is the Christ. Imagine the influence lost if Apollos had decided following John's baptism was just another way to get to heaven. Why didn't he say, you have your truth and I have mine? Or maybe the Spirit has guided me into this truth. I know it's right in my heart. Or maybe Aquila and Priscilla would have been pleased if only he had told them that that's the way they've always done it. John 8:31-32, when Jesus said to those who believed him, if you abide in my truth, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. We can't allow false doctrines of the world to lead us away from the truth of God's word. So how did Apollos do? He corrected course, and he did such a good job teaching that Paul had to correct those groups that he, Apollos, and Cephas converted in 1 Corinthians, starting at verse 12. Now I say this, that each of you says, I am of Paul, and I am of Apollos, and I am of Cephas, or I am of Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or where were you baptized in the name of Paul? Can you imagine having converted so many people that Paul himself had to address them directly and remind them to be united in Christ and not out of the men who taught them? I can't imagine a greater level of success. Let us resolve this evening to do a better job ourselves studying, knowing the truth, and telling those around us. With all the religious confusion in the world, we need to make sure our light is shining as brightly as it can and that we are ready when it draws men to us. Tonight, if you haven't already, you can make the first step on that road and to be added to the Lord's church. If you thought in the past you weren't ready to be a Christian, you can make that decision right now. You need to hear Acts 2:37, believe Hebrews 11:6, repent Luke 13:3, and confess the name of Jesus and be baptized, Acts 8:37-38. Or if you've allowed sin and this world to separate you from Jesus and you're unprepared for Jesus' return, or if you need the prayers of the congregation, please come forward as we stand and sing the invitation song. Tender.